started more or less like a campfire. I know he knows how you build a campfire.
You put a big old, when you got it going, you put a big old.
Oh yeah, and then added wood to it.
Yeah.
Big old.
You put your big logs on it.
Yeah. In the fireplace. I just about some of them about as big as you can. I don't, like back stick, you call it. Put it back there, and you build up front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog arms. We don't have any dog arms here.
Yeah, the things you put
in.
That
holds your wood in the fireplace.
Ever, now, when you had to clean it out, you had to get all those
ashes.
What color?
Ashes?
Yeah.
Right, I've had to put ashes right here.
Yeah.
And you are. See?
Can y'all shake them out?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
They a hole right down through there. You just knock them out.
I'll be. That's a pretty good stove there. To be able to do that.
I'll tell you what, we'd have froze to death this winter by a keen heater. A keen heater was more or less a little tin.
Just
made
put
out
whatever.
Tin, you know, and it'd get hot and cool off.
Yes, sir.
You can build a fire in that tonight, and in the morning it'll be warm.
Shabby then.
Heaters are a lot better than fireplaces were. They're more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, as far as warm's concerned, but a house is cleaner where you got a fireplace. It's got a draw to it, you know, and it'll draw it. Dust.
Ashes and dust
up
the chimney instead of leaving it on the floor.
Yeah. See, there's no way the ashes out of that pan can get up that flue. But if you're stirring ashes around in front of a fireplace, or if you're sweeping back here, why, it'll drift towards the fireplace.
Well, it's got suction to pull it.
You, your fireplace, did it have something up over it? You might put a clock on it?
Yeah,
mantle board.
Mm-hmm. That's what we call it.
Yeah, we call it fireboard there. Yeah.
Up all the way across, and you put your clock or whatever else you want to set up there. In other words, it just made a shed.
Now, did you ever have to get up on the top of the house and get all that stuff that out of the chimney?
We do this one. We never had until we put that stove up. I don't know where it's the stove.
You do in the fireplace once in a while too. You have to.
Well, we never did, but I guess.
Well,
we that's soot.
We did over at home.
Yeah. There's a bird, a chimney sweep, you know.
Chimney sweep. Martin's there, yeah.
No, it's not a Martin.
It's in the Martin family, but yeah. It's a different bird.
Yeah. You ever seen Martin take after a chicken hawk?
Yeah.
they'll eat that thing up.
I wish we had some Martin boxes, but we don't have. Martins come in May, you know, and they're a pretty good bird to have around.
Because they eat.
And if I had a hawk, we used to have chickens just running out, you know. Now they quit that. Most people have.
Yeah. You kept chickens, how did you raise them? Did you have a place where you kept them?
Oh, I just turned them loose. We raised them up till they got big enough to scratch for themselves, you know. And then we'd feed them. And
we got them when they were baby chickens.
Where'd you keep your babies?
In a house out there that blowed away here couple of years ago.
Blowed away now.
Blowed away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tornado come through here.
Just bare, well, it's just a little buzz. Blow that fork off of that tree. Well, it blowed several trees around.
Killed two cows for us.
We lost two cows.
Tree blowed on them.
You butchered them?
No.
We didn't find them the next morning. They wasn't.
Can't wait that long?
Can't wait that long, huh?